Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Marianne. Is the thermostat adjusted to your liking this morning, Marianne?
You forgot to change it. And oh, not only that, it was so cold this morning that I actually turned up the heat for a little while, but it's back on cool.
Okay.
You know, I go from heat to cool.
Yes, I know. Been mentioning that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it says here in the Executive Green Carpet Cleaning commercial, I don't want to agitate anything, especially you. And
thank you.
Before I forget, somebody texted us something that I know you'll want to hear, because I was talking about how people like you always lose the AirPods around the house. And this message came in. Hi, this is for Bob and Marianne and Marianne's AirPods. This is from Apple, and then he's got a copy of what Apple says about this. Find My can help you locate your missing AirPods if you already set up Find My.
Right, I did
iPhone.
Not set that up.
You can set up with an iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch that you're using with your AirPods. It's automatically enabled for your AirPods, too. So if your AirPods are lost out of their case and somewhere close by, you can use Find My to find them again. If your AirPods are out of range of all your devices, you need to charge, or are in the iPod case, Find My can still help by showing the time and location where they were last connected. Got that?
Right. The key there is that you had to register that. So instead of the Find My option, I was relying on my Pray to St. Anthony option. Dear St. Anthony, please come around. Something's been lost and it can't be found.
That works, too.
That didn't work either.
Oh,
but
it didn't.
That usually works.
Are we going to these weddings we're getting invited to? Lots of people who have been trying to get married have delayed their ceremonies, but many are trying this summer. So what do we do? Should we go?
Okay, so this summer, I know that you probably don't remember this, but we've been invited to 3 weddings this summer. And 2 of them were postponed until 1 in October, which I don't know how that can happen, because then it's going to be too cold to even have it outside. And the other one was postponed to July of next year. But one of them that was supposed to happen in May remains rescheduled for July. And we just got a call from, you know, it's a relative. And we just got a call asking if we would be willing to go if there were 50 people at the wedding and it was outside. Now, because it was you on the phone and not me, mm-hmm. I don't know essential information like, is the whole thing going to be outside? Is it going to be like, is there going to be like dancing? Is there going to be a buffet? I mean, things like that that are absolutely necessary in order to make a decision. So I did a lot of research, and I have some answers, but really in the end, I mean, you just have to, you know, weigh your risk tolerance for this. So, you know, it's a really tough question. Here are some things to consider. All right. First of all, you have to know that if you go to a wedding, it could be a recipe for disaster.
Well, that's a regular wedding. Any when there's no pandemic.
Right. So first of all, it's hard to even know what the states are going to be doing at the time of the wedding. Like the wedding we're invited to right now that is still on is at the end of July. We don't know what it's going to be like at the end of July. So it's really hard to commit, even though we sort of halfway committed knowing that it was going to be outside. But it has to be extremely small. So things to consider, if you're traveling for the wedding, if you're like going from one state to another, the experts are advising that you don't do that, because then you're exposing another community to your, you know, possible coronavirus germs, and or if somebody is coming in, they might be bringing it in. So also you have to remember that even if you did travel, like by driving, you may have to quarantine for 14 days when you arrive if you're traveling from out of state. So that's a big pain in the butt, right?
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
And then...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and when it comes to getting there, like, driving is better than flying, sort of, but if you have to stop at a lot of roadside rest stops, it might not be better than going on an airplane. So, so what are the restrictions or the guidelines? Okay, so here are the guidelines that I'm finding. If the wedding is held outdoors, make sure it's both the ceremony and the reception. Like, do you have the answer to that, Bob?
No, but I just got a text, though, from someone that says we're having a micro wedding in 3 weeks. It's outside. Dining will be on a rooftop with a glass closable roof. No buffet, no dancing.
Well, that sounds good. And then how many people?
I don't know.
Okay, so another guideline is guests must wear masks and be socially distant. So that's hard at a wedding. Less than 10 guests is another guideline, or less than a quarter of the venue's capacity. So, and this is outdoors, okay? And mm-hmm. Of course, like you just said, no buffet, individual meals are way safer. And if the ceremony is not encouraging these protocols, then the experts are saying you need to strongly consider not going. And, you know, you have to think about what are the precautions you're willing to take at a wedding. Like, you must wear the mask at all times, except when you're eating or drinking. You must practice social distancing 6 feet away, wash your hands regularly. You know, like the things that we all know about. Clean your hands every time you touch a shared surface. You already do that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Stay far away from people who are talking loudly or singing. And limit your alcohol consumption, because experts are warning that that may lead to lowering your guard and ignoring all the safety protocols.
Well, you know what I think. I mean, I'm fine with no dancing, and I don't like going to weddings where you have to wait 4 hours to eat something. So, you know, a shorter time period will be okay, and the shorter you're around people, the healthier, everybody says. And do we have to have the dance where people throw the bride and groom up in a chair? Well, we don't need that, do we?
That's the horror.
Whatever,
right?
Whatever it is,
Bob. How do I know that and you don't?
All
right. That's my favorite part of a wedding, by the way. That is my very, very favorite part of a wedding. But I don't think you can be doing that. I mean, these weddings. I feel bad for people getting married right now, but these weddings are very, you know, different from anything else. And why not just have like a really quick wedding, you know, outdoors if you can, and then just, you know, celebrate later, or just get married, you know, civilly or on Zoom or whatever, and then, you know, wait a year to have the big party.
Yeah.
Why not do that?
I got one word for everybody. Elope. Thanks for getting up early, Marianne. See you later.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Bye.